court celebration. Here it was very quiet, so that's always great because I get to do a lot of things. I get things done. But in the evening, it's all boom here and boom there until last night. Yeah. I'm getting really good at this, but for a time, I was terrible at packing. When I first came here back in 2011 of July, it was my sisters who packed my things in two suitcases. So thank God, because when I opened it, how were they able to roll all these things into and fit them into my bag? Yeah. So I'm terrible at packing, or at least I was. I hope I'm good now. Because how many pairs of shoes do I need? Sandals? No, check. Tennis shoes? Check. Do I need black dress shoes? Or flip-flops? Check. And in case you are wondering, yes, there is a difference between sandals and flip-flops. Then we have the toiletries, which now I tend to pack first, because those are the thing that I forget often. Toiletries. Then don't get me started with technology. I need a cord for my phone, another cord for my tablet, because I do still a lot of work, never ends, you know. When you go to the airport, still bring my tablet, like, yes, get this done. And of course, books. You know, I bring three or four books with me, thinking that I will have time to read them. Thinking. They all came back untouched with two more books in addition. No, well, you get the idea. Yeah. Many of us may go on trips, and day trips or longer trips, just like now in the 4th of July weekend, a lot of us went on vacation. And perhaps some of you are like me, packing way too much, bringing more than needed, lugging around two suitcases when you really need only one. But perhaps this is a metaphor for life, more or less. There is something about wanting this sense of security, of knowing that we have everything we need, if we ever need it, at our fingertips. Overall, it seems there is something about the world we live in, you know, whether in traveling or in at work or studying for school or whatever it is, that we want security. We want assurance in life. We want to know what is around the corner. We want to be equipped for everything, come what may. Recently, I have been reflecting on divine providence as we're working on closing the books and ended the fiscal year now into this new one and into my own personal life as well in my family. Been reflecting on divine providence, this idea that God provides, that God takes all that is, you know, all our hopes, our dreams, our fears and insecurities, and will make them into something good, something fruitful. And this message of divine providence is shared by Christ to his disciples as he sent them out into the world. Come what may, be it hostile crowds or inviting hosts, come what may, be it rain or shine, come what may, be it joy or hardships. He does not send these 72 out with suitcases loaded with everything that they might need. He does not send them out with all the answers to all the questions that they will face. He does not send them out with the assurance that everything will be perfect. Everything will be all right. In fact, he told them, "I am sending you like lambs among wolves." Instead, Christ equips them with what they need. God's love, his abiding presence, and his care, Christ sends them out with the assurance that God will never abandon them. Even in the difficulties they face, God's peaceful embrace will surround them. Even in sadness, God's care will console them.